This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2144. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 23rd, Andorra, Antarctica, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Greece, Japan, Korea North, Malaysia, Mexico, Nigeria, North America, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In Rusty X, Anatoly Klepov reports, receiving an EQSL for the June 4th broadcast of Radio Andorra, 16180, from the producer Christian Milling. He says, we're happy to announce, the next broadcast will be on Saturday, 2 July, from 17 to 19 UT on 6180 for Europe. At the moment, no broadcast to America is planned due to lack of funds. They started a GoFundMe site in order to raise some funds for that. The June broadcast was repeated on 13730 a bit later for North America and was well heard. He said, we are working hard on bringing more old shows back on the air in a monthly cycle. Also, Christian Guibaudot reports to the British CX Club about this. July 2nd at 17 to 19 on 6180 from Mosbrunn, Austria. It will be a hip parade presented in French. Further monitoring of LRA 36, which supposedly broadcasts twice a week on 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband from Esperanza Base in Antarctica. It was confirmed on Saturday, June 18th, after 15 UT by Lucas Rilian Bocchi in Brazil, with a strong signal into a remote in Paraná. However, on the following Wednesday at 15:36 UT, I could not hear it on any of 8 remote receivers I checked in South America. The long-anticipated special annual broadcast of BBC World Service to British bases in Antarctica did occur on June 21st at 21:30. I listened to it via remote in South America, well heard from the UK site, on 12065. Others were not successful who were trying to hear it direct in various parts of the world, as you might expect, but I was more interested in the content. I expect that the audio of that has been recorded and will be available online, or is already, for example, at archive.org. The occasionally active Bolivian, Radio Pio XII, or Pius XII, is reported by Lucio Otavio Wobrovic in Brazil, June 19th at 21:45. He thinks that's what it was, since the frequency is given as 5953. Actually, it's more like 5952.5, or it has been in the past. A surprise reactivation from Brazil, first reported by Manuel Mendes, with IDs as Rádio Aparecida, on 4924.8, June 18th at 0442 0504. But as Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia soon clarifies, this was actually Rádio Educação Rural in Brazil, Chefe Amazonas, relaying Rádio Aparecida. Actually, they identify as Rural 93,9 without the Educação. I measured the barely audible carrier here at 4924.835, June 18th at 0606. The next day, June 19th, Manuel Mendes reported only a carrier but no modulation between 0430 and 0510. I checked again following nights, including June 22nd, but there was no signal to be heard. So apparently it was a brief reactivation. Manuel Mendes agrees that there was no audio and no carrier either on June 20th through 23rd. The other significant story about Brazil is Radio Voz Missionaria, nominal 9665, but which had been plus 1 or 2 kilohertz for a long time and kept going higher. On June 19th at 0435, Brian Clark in New Zealand measured it on 9669.880, interfering with channel 292, Germany. He says the 49-meter channel of RVM is stronger and more stable, 5938.532. By June 21st, I found it had crossed 9670 slightly, and John Hudak in Ontario says, monitoring it extensively over several hours, it was jumping around all over from just below 9665 to 9670, and then it shifted even higher. June 22nd at 0635, I measured it direct on 9673.318 variable, and on the 23rd at 0633, varying around 9673.26. In fact, one could hear it wobbling with the BFO on. Richard Lemke has heard from Steve Canny confirming that he is still the QSL manager for CFRB 1010 and CFRX 6070 in Toronto. He asked for return postage to receive a QSL card, $2 in Canadian funds or U.S., or one international reply coupon. That may be from a while ago. I'm not sure if IRCs are still working. Postal address is CFRB CFRX, care of Steve Canny, C-A-N-N-E-Y, 1831 Waterdown Road, Burlington, Ontario, Canada, Lima, 7 Papa, 5 Alpha 2. From Tony Pavic, CIDX, via Alan Rowe, celebrate Canada Day with Pop Shop Radio. On Friday, 1 July, a special edition of the monthly show Pop Shop Radio Soul Time, featuring Canadian soul music and musicians. It's a 100-kilowatt transmission on 9550 at 2105 UT, beamed to North America, from Channel 292, relayed via Austria. Note the frequency 9550 is not a regular Channel 292 outlet. A special QSL card will be issued, and there will be two radiogram images, one in MFSK 64 and another in 128. Our best wishes to DXer Mark Cody of Selwyn, Ontario, reports to the Ontario DX Association, saying he's back at least for now. He had not reported anything since February or March, as he's been undergoing chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer. Too tired to spend a lot of time twisting the dials, but he hopes, as the cancer is beaten back, DXing nights will become the norm once again. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, but not spur blobs all over the 13 MHz band, at least for a while. It seems I last heard them on January 18th, but this past week I've been hearing them a lot, coming out of the 13700 transmitter, which itself sounds okay. It would take too long to give all the frequencies I've logged, and in any event, they are approximate and varying from minute to minute and from day to day. But I'm hearing them around 14 to 15 UT and probably earlier. Just look for them on the 13 MHz band. One way to identify them, other than matching the modulation to 13700, is that the spurs have a tone, at least a weak tone, of F sharp above middle C, which is about 370 Hz. Continue to check occasionally for Radio Cairo's English SQR at 2115 on 9440, but no signal at all on June 20th at 2204, nor some earlier dates, so I wonder if it's ever on the air anymore. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight replies to the World of Radio Group on June 22nd. Radio Cairo back on the air. I listened out for them every day. The last broadcast in any language was June 16th. It's unusual for them to be off air for such a long period. I emailed their propagation department on the 21st, asking whether they have abandoned shortwave. No reply had been received, but they were back again on 9410 at 1600 in Albanian. Still distorted and usual loud hum. The second transmitter, with no hum but severe distortion, which was used for Turkish, Russian, and French, on 9900, 9870, and 9810, had been off the air for 7 weeks. But later he said at 1752 the second transmitter was back on in Turkish at 1700 on 9900 after a long absence. Low-level modulation with some distortion. Recently there were a number of consecutive days when the English program was heard with perfect audio, but transmitter hum made listening very tiring. With 9 transmitters on site at Abyss, they must be able to fire up one of the others, or if not working, they could cannibalize them for spare parts for the two that are operational. It's likely the technicians lack the expertise to undertake any serious repair work on their aging transmitters. As feared last week, it appears that the Voice of Greece is totally gone from shortwave. 9420 was its only remaining frequency. Since last heard on June 15th, as monitored after then by Zacharias Langas in Greece and Richard Langley in New Brunswick. Bye-bye, Voice of Greece. Of course, they still are on the Internet, such as webradio.ert.gr. Filed under Italy Non, since it's being heard by IRRS broadcasts, about feature story news. I was wondering what their business model is, since according to their website, they charge only $15 a month for stations to have access to their news. Brought this explanation from Ben Cobb in D.C. Feature Story News is an agency for hire, started 30 years ago by former Christian Science Monitor Moscow correspondent Simon Marks as an expansion of his freelance work after the Monitor operation in Moscow closed. He says, I had the pleasure of visiting Simon Marks at his U.S. headquarters here in Washington, D.C., and signing up for FSN's delightfully low-priced $15 a month news service for our local non-commercial community LPFM station. World news updates for radio are identified as FSN. In contrast, most of the video and audio output of FSN is not identified as such. The reportage appears under the brand of the broadcaster that has hired FSN. From very compact and efficient facilities, they produce news stories for clients all over the world. This is probably what subsidizes the low price, for which only certain types of radio stations are eligible. Internet only, Part 15 community or hospital radio stations. On YouTube, FSN posted an 18-minute summary of its reporting during the pandemic, the attack on the Capitol, and other major news events, titled simply, Feature Story News 2020-2021. Ben Cobb says, I found it to be compelling watching. Under Korea North Non, Ron Howard says, about Shokaze or Seabreeze, 5935 parallel 6070 at 13 to 14 UT. Am I the only one who's noticed it's no longer being jammed by North Korea? It has been free of jamming for some weeks now. I wonder what happened. Now some information about DPRK from Hiroshi in Japan. June 21st, he noted, jamming to Shokaze has stopped. Confirms my earlier observation that DPRK no longer jams Shokaze, as North Korea downgraded the importance of it. And about North Korea itself, Hiroshi says there's a new DRM transmission of KCBS programming. It had been heard on 3205, but they moved to 6140, as heard June 20th, at 20 until 18 UT, on one frequency or both. In the NASFA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports about 11665 Malaysia. RTM, YFM, it's for Sarawak, but via Kajang on Peninsula Malaysia, where the shortwave transmitters remain. On June 14th, a fair signal at 11:55, choral music and a breathy YLDJ in Malay, and peppy Malay pop song by woman, easy to parallel with the red web stream at radioonline.my. And also June 18th, fair signal, local romantic pop music at 11:50, no interference. Talks in Malay at 11:53, and another ballad. Also, so he says, a daily visitor now, good with YL reading news at 12:10. What a change from before. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 2144. Non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina. He sends a quarterly check for Solstice and Equinox to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. The last shortwave broadcast station in Mexico or Central America, XEPPM, had been off the air since May 16th, awaiting a replacement part. But they were back as of June 21st, first reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain at 0435 on 6185, and shortly by Eric Fetterswalt in Lake Stevens, Washington, hearing music around 0700. I also heard it June 21st at 0636 with their eclectic music, 10 over 9. I had hoped they would build back better, but they're resuming with undermodulation and slightly off frequency 6184.97. Anyhow, we must treasure this last shortwave broadcast station in the area. Obviously, they had stayed on the air all night, but on June 22nd, Manuel Mendez says they signed off at 0500, mentioning a power of 100 kilowatts. Of course, that refers to their medium wave 1060 day power. WRTH shows more like 5 kilowatts on shortwave. Then on June 23rd, Manuel says they stayed on a further hour until off at 0559. Radio Educación Señal Internacional 6185. They were actually doing a special shortwave program at that time rather than relaying medium wave. Another week has passed without any reports by myself or anyone I'm aware of Voice of Nigeria. Are they totally gone from shortwave? If you hear them, do let us know. The formerly known frequencies were 7255, 9690, and 11770. All of them offset slightly to the minus side. The Antichrist Pirate in Western North America, station YHWH, continues to be heard almost every night on 7475, mainly reported by Rick Barton in Arizona, Walt Samanib in B.C., and Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State. Further east, you may need to use a remote receiver, such as the one in northern Utah. Reported at various times, but never the exact schedule from one night to the next. Check between 03 and 05 UT. Mike Terry forwards a story from the publication called Broadcast on 17 June. FCC Enforcement Bureau sent warnings to two property owners allegedly hosting pirate radio broadcasters, threatening penalties of up to $2 million, according to two notices of illegal pirate radio broadcasting in a Daily Digest. One was sent to Monell, Maryland, of Burlington, Vermont, for illegal broadcasts on 90.9 MHz in Newark, New Jersey in March, and another to R&T Realty Associates in Freehold, New Jersey, for broadcasts on 105.5 in Queens, New York. Quote, "You are hereby notified and warned that the FCC may issue a fine of up to $2 million if following the response period we determine that you have continued to permit any individual or entity to engage in pirate radio broadcasting." Of course, this reaffirms that they're only concerned with FM rather than shortwave. From Interfax, June 16th, via Rusty X. Since January 2021, 1,044 protocols have been drawn up against Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, LLC, a Russian legal entity created to distribute materials from 9 foreign media agents in the Russian Federation, and its CEO for lack of labeling materials on its projects. That is, they were required to mark everything as coming from a foreign agent. The total fines have amounted to more than 1 gigaruble. I reported Saudi Arabia off frequency 15170.060. June 20th at 0537, barely audible music, perhaps Quran, as scheduled from 03 to 06, the Holy Quran station. But that brought a reply from Ivan Zelenyi, perhaps in Russia. "These are my observations. On June 17th from 0400 on 15170, it was Radio Saudi International in Urdu. And from 1600 the same day on 9885, more Saudi in Urdu. Also in Indonesian on 9675 instead of Turkish. I have not heard programs in Pashto, Farsi, Tajik, or Uzbek for a long time." So I say it appears scheduling is very erratic, or there have been major changes as yet not compiled. The final WRTH had Urdu only at 12 to 15 UT on 13775. The Pedro Senano at AER in Spain, El Dial. According to the labor union at RTVE, Radio Nacional de España Radio 1 has reduced the power of the following medium-wave transmitters. According to this, they were all originally 300 kilowatts, although WRTH shows some of them as much as 600 or as little as 100. But these frequencies, most of them, are audible, at least as a carrier, into deep North America, where I pick them up, and sometimes even with some audio. So from henceforth, they will be more difficult to hear, since the power is being reduced to 75 or 100 kilowatts, or maybe 150 in the local daytime. Anyhow, these are the frequencies: 585, 621, which is really in the Canary Islands, 639, 684, 738, and 855 kilohertz. Manier in Cork City, Ireland replies, "Seems to be a trend in Spain now. I've also read that Cadena Ser, the biggest private network, is phasing out medium wave with closures already commencing. It looks like, as expected, that the remaining European stations on the band will disappear over the next few years, some 100 years after radio broadcasting was launched on medium wave. Ukraine non, on June 23rd, I find that WRMI is no longer carrying the hour from Ukrainian Radio 1 at 05 UT on 7730, the one which starts with a few minutes in English called Ukraine Security Issue. Instead, they've replaced it with Radio Prague International in English. This follows at least a week of being unable to obtain new editions of the Ukrainian program. But at least we know we can still hear the English segment at that website I cited before. However, there's another time when Ukrainian radio is scheduled on WRMI, and it still shows on their grid 12 to 13 UT on 5010, AIM South. I can't hear it here, and I wonder if there's really still Ukrainian radio relayed at that time, and if there's anything new, including English. If you do hear English, you can tell whether it's new or not by calculating, because they also always give the day number since the war started. For example, as of June 24th, it's day 121. Still trying to unravel Voice of America music programming, especially jazz. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, while listening to and recording VOA's Global English Stream, Sunday, 19 June at 13 UT, for Jazz from the Heart of America, I caught the tail end of a program called Beyond Category, hosted by Eric Felton. It was jazz music they were playing. I went to archive.org and found the start of the program at 12:30 and listened all the way through. Another seemingly undocumented jazz program from VOA. Is it regular weekly program? Who would know? A search on the VOA news website only finds a few archived copies of a VOA TV program by the same name, a presentation of VOA Music Alley, also hosted by Eric Felton. But the most recent one is dated March 2017, featuring jazz guitarist Larry Coryell. Alan Rowe replies, VOA Music Alley is broadcast on VOA Africa on shortwave at 0430 to 05 on Saturdays, comprising several programs heard in rotation each week. The jazz program Beyond Category is heard around once a month in rotation with soul, lounge, live concerts, and pop music. While listening to past shows, recent programs no longer seem to be accessible, as the individual podcast links all take you to the VOA live stream. Langley replies, I went back a week in the archive.org, and Beyond Category was aired at the same time and day, so unlike on shortwave, it looks like it may be weekly on the VOA global stream. Have you come across Jazz from the Heart of America yet on shortwave? To which Alan Rowe replies, I've not really paid any attention to the internet streams of VOA Africa or global. I have been listening out for Jazz from the Heart on shortwave, but nothing heard yet. I wonder if it would replace one of the slots currently taken by VOA 1 The Hits at 21 UT on either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday. But so far it has not been heard there. We find that WRMI has made a number of schedule changes affecting World of Radio. We're no longer on 9455 UT Tuesday and Thursday at midnight 30. But we're still on the other frequency, 9395. By the way, about the 9455 transmitter, which no longer involves us, Stephen Luce in Houston says around 11 UT, June 23rd, WRMI was very badly distorted on 9455, with huge associated spur blobs around 9432, 9410, and 9387, and more spikes down to 9300. The blob on 9410 wrecked what otherwise would have been good reception of BBC via Singapore. Stephen says, I wonder if some of the vintage transmitters at Okeechobee are reaching the end of their service life. Among other anomalies or changes at WRMI, I noticed 15770 was off the air June 22nd at 21:30. WRMI 8 and WRMI 4 are no longer running all night. June 22nd, before 0700, they were off the air from 5950, 4980, and at spur 4975. This is a deliberate schedule change according to the grid. 4980 is still shown as WRMI 4, but with no broadcasts at all for the entire 24 hours. Number 8 on 5950 had been 24 hours, now it's from 19 until 04 UT only. This leaves the Overcomer Ministry, Brother Scare, or tombs overnight with only 10 frequencies from WRMI, WBCQ, and WWCR, not including Spurs. It's so hard to choose which ones to avoid. Although some suspicious carriers were heard as much as a week before, WMLK 9275 was back with modulation in the afternoon of June 17th, as heard by Richard Langley and yours truly. Of course, it's another sermon by the very late Elder Jacob O. Meyer, so it's another deadly station. Any novelty will soon wear off. It's the Sacred Name broadcast, as this cult is obsessed with what to call their god. I listened a little bit. Ejom, E-J-O-M, as they themselves abbreviate Elder Jacob O. Meyer, kept rambling on about which religions are false, guess which. There have been some updates at disgraced FB of WMLK. I guess the June 17th transmission would still be classified as a test. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says it's not likely to propagate to Europe and Mideast at 17 UT on 9275. And propagation charts show 15150 will not work for these regions from 04 until 09 UT, the wrong time of day for such a high frequency. Starting 15150 has been delayed, awaiting some replacement part. The official reactivation began Monday, June 20th at 17 UT on 9275, scheduled only until 2200. So far, what little we've listened to seems to be Ejom himself, although he died on April 9th, 2010. Another station going back to the past, nothing but a memorial to a long-gone gospel huckster, who unfortunately left a lot of recorded sermons a la Brother Scare, Dead Gene Scott, the WJHR guy, Pastor Pete Peters, Tony Alamo, etc., thus achieving a kind of immortality. Not only that, but WMLK did not bother to fix or edit ancient recordings when the frequency was 9475, as they kept on announcing now. By the way, the fire which put them off the air was on 22 March 2017. Their 53-degree azimuth, registered for both frequencies, crosses the English Channel, Milan, Athens, Medina, so it's real close to the Holy Land. If the signal gets that far, is it really 300 kilowatts, although aimed the other way? It's no stronger than its neighbor by frequency and geographically, WINB, on 9265, as received here. Its location, Bethel, Pennsylvania, is right between Harrisburg and Allentown on I-78. I believe passersby have reported spotting WMLK, but I imagine it would overload victim car radios. And how about the health hazard of all that RF on a busy interstate? For WMLK programming, Ken Zicke in Michigan says, an old man preacher talking about why the government is evil. We should be digging out clean coal and burning it. The government stimulus is evil, and Nazis encourage euthanasia, and that's just what government health care is trying to do today. And other religious statements. Radio Vanuatu has been mostly active this week on 11835, that third harmonic. 406 UT, it's on 7260, but I've not seen any harmonic reports of that. Look for it on 14520. Propagation outlook from SWPC issued June 20th. Active levels expected June 24th, with ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5. Unsettled on other dates at 12 and 4, June 23rd, 25th, July 10th, and 14th to 16th. Polar flux dipping to 100, June 27th to July 2nd, and rising to 140 by July 11th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2144 with a standard disclaimer.